After a long day with patients at the Veterans Hospital south of Dallas, Ovier Akbatare is unpacking groceries on his kitchen counter.
So I have milk and beef jerky, cereal, bananas, this random cucumber that I bought because Jeff bought a cucumber too.
Jeffrey Okonye is his friend and fellow fourth-year medical student at UT Southwestern. They're in a class of 237 people. Okonye points out only 5 are black men.
I knew the ones above us, below us, because there aren't that many in either.
Do you guys stick together as a group?
No, I wouldn't say we're like this large group of black males walking around. But we all kind of know each other. I guess it's comforting to see another person that looks like you.
Here's the thing. There are more black men graduating from college in the past few decades. But when it comes to medical school, the number of black men applying has actually dropped from 1,410 in 1978 to 1,337 in 2014. That's according to a report from the Association of American Medical Colleges. Every other major minority group, Asians, Hispanics, saw growth in applicants.
I was really surprised by that. I sent it to my dad and my mom immediately.
Akbatare, who's studying internal medicine, says this isn't just a numbers problem. A lack of black male doctors could be bad for patients. Studies show people are more likely to follow doctors' directions on, say, medication or exercise if they can relate to them. Dr. Dale Okorodudu of Dallas says in a hospital, these things matter.
You can tell the way the patient looks at you, or they'll say things like, oh, I'm so glad to see you. And they'll say this behind closed doors, of course. And, you know, I have a blog that I wrote a few months ago about a patient who just saw me in the hallway and said, hey, brother, I'm glad to see you here. There's not enough of us out here.
Okorodudu has been trying to figure out why so few black men go into medicine. His conclusion? A lack of role models.
If you're a black male, let's say you're growing up in an inner city neighborhood, there's so many different things directly in front of you that you have the option to try to go into, whether it's various entertainment industries, music, sports, comedy, or whether it's getting involved with the church, or whether it's business, those things are directly there in front of you. But when you're talking about the medical workforce, none of us are directly there in front of them.
Okorodudu decided to become a doctor at 18. A year from now, when he's done with his fellowship, he'll be 32. Med student Jeffrey Okonye says there are much faster ways to make it.
For example, I have friends, a lot of friends of mine, black males, are engineers. They go to school for 4 years. They have a job, great pay. They even had internships that I was highly jealous of, whereas my route, 4 years of undergrad, then another 4 years of school, and there can be another X amount of years of training after that.
So why'd he take the long route?
I don't know. It's hard to describe the feeling you get when you make someone actually feel better, when you can see them go from one state to another and recognize that you were a part of this process of literally changing this person's life.
That kind of passion isn't the only thing Okonye, Akbatare, and Okorodudu have in common.
My mom was a nurse.
I got interested in medicine because my aunt was actually a doctor.
Particularly my brother Daniel, who's a doctor. He's been a mentor for
me
the whole
role models in the family. And all three are the children of immigrants from Nigeria. And this is a national trend. Think about it. That means the group of 1,337 black men who applied to med school last year looks very different from that group in 1978.
In 1978, those people that we're looking at, a lot of them are probably black American males of slave descent. Whereas the individuals who are applying to med school now, a great number of them, like myself included, are actually Nigerian American, you know, people who aren't of slave descent. So if we actually broke it down that way, I'm sure that factoid is even more alarming.
Alarming, he says, because we're neglecting a sector of society, African Americans who've been in the U.S. for generations. That study we mentioned earlier suggests how to rebuild the pipeline, create more mentorship programs, invest in education at K-12 public schools, increase financial aid options, and convince med schools to put less emphasis on standardized test scores like the MCATs. Okorodudu is trying to fill the mentoring gap with an online service called Diverse Medicine. Users connect with mentors on chat or video. Sometimes, he says, the key to getting kids interested is simply seeing a black man in a white coat. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.